Next up, more on London, we introduce you to the Czech music group Charlie Strait, which is in the world's current sports capital to perform at the Czech House Cultural Center on the eve of the start of the Olympic Games. They stopped by Radio Prague's studio before leaving and spoke with Dominik Jun.
They're from a small town called Třinec, right in the northeast of the Czech Republic. Founded in 2006, the Czech early 20-somethings indie pop or Britpop group consists of Albert Černý on vocals and guitar, Michal Šupák on keyboard and vocals, Johnny Činčala on bass guitar and drummer Pavel Pilch. The major twist is that they perform in English, a deliberate decision not only reflecting their love of Britpop groups like Radiohead, but also a commercial decision, enabling them to perform across Europe and the globe. Charlie Strait have released two albums so far, 2009's She's a Good Swimmer and 2012's Someone with a Slow Heartbeat. They've also won the MTV Europe Music Award for Best Czech and Slovak Act for 2 years in a row, and are raising eyebrows with their modern take on that retro 1990s Britpop sound. Two members of the band, Albert Černý and Johnny Činčala, joined me in the studio just before heading off to London to play at Czech House, a 2,500-space facility promoting the Czech Republic during the Olympics. I began by asking Albert Černý to tell me a little bit about the history of the group.
So when we first started playing with this band, it was in 2006. We were basically a school band, a group of schoolmates, and we realised that we were listening to very similar music from Britain and from America, and basically from outside, not Czech bands, but groups like Radiohead, Coldplay, Oasis as well.
And yeah, and so you were also interested in Britpop, and that was something that sort of fused you together, sort of mutual interest in this kind of music?
Yeah, that's what we used to listen to mostly, but nowadays I think we listen to much more music than we used to, not only Britpop, but also music from any countries, it doesn't really matter.
And the style of your music is consciously retro, Albert, is that correct?
When you say Britpop, what does it mean, you know? I think Britpop was something back in the 90s, so in that sense, we're retro, yeah? I think the main thing is that we play music that we feel like playing, or that we play music that we believe in. If somebody wants to call it Britpop, I'm okay with it, you know? If you want to call it Beautiful Roses, I'm all right with it too. You know, maybe I'd prefer the name indie pop. There's too many knives in the kitchen. I'm hungry for love.
I'm hungry for love. Wasting my time. Nowadays, for me, the main success of the band is that we are able to play anywhere in Czech Republic and the people will come. When I remember 5 years ago when we were starting, we played many gigs for like three people, even less, you know, so...
Especially my father, you know, he was always there, he was like watching us, sometimes Johnny's father, sometimes my mum would show up, you know, and these days it's like, mum's not really there all the time.
And my she's father, not required to lift up the audience numbers anymore, either.
You know, and there are just, you know, groups of people, fans, that show up at every gig, almost, which is incredible, the fact that there are some really hardcore fans.
Tell us, Jan, some of your songs that you've done that you most are proud of or enjoy.
From the last album, I'll probably say Coco.
On Friday, we're playing at the Czech Olympic House at 4, and on Saturday, you can see us at the Czech Olympic House at 6.
Many thanks to Dominik Jun, who was talking there to members of the group Charlie Strait.